News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the concept of parents being uber conscious of their performance seems to be growing in significance. For many, the pressure to appear to be winning at parenting, I don't like this at all, is real. So are we becoming too competitive? I'm joined now by child psychotherapist Coleman Nocter. Coleman, we are, aren't we?
Yeah, it would appear so, Ciara. I mean, it came off the back of a report that was done, they're launched last week by Aldi, about parents' expectations and the pressure points of parents. And of course, people said finances was one, their physical health was another. But one of the ones that scored really highly was living up to societal's expectation of what is good parenting, with only kind of 4% of that study saying that they kind of felt they met that mark, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So there is a kind of a pressure put on parents. And I think, you know, our children's success are probably a barometer of what we see as our own successful parenting. So there's a pressure for us to produce successful children, if that makes any sense. And again, the idea of comparison, I think, has probably changed in the last decade or two, where, you know, we often say teenagers and their screens and social media, but parents may be not immune to that as well, because there's a pressure that comes from that.
You made some really good points in your piece in the paper. Namely, you were saying that we used to go to like the Coca-Cola factory for our school tour. Now they're going off skiing and all of this massive pressure financially, but also, you know, little Jimmy skis. Do you know, like what, when did this happen?
I think it probably happened gradually over time. And I guess from the point of view, I use the birthday party circuit as a good example of that, and of kind of how we lose the run of ourselves. And I think, like, there is a competition to that. Like, you can't just get a bouncy castle because the last party they went to this extravagant thing, or, you know, and it'll turn out.
I remember when bouncy castles were top notch. Do you know what I mean? That was considered, oh, you'd raised your game. But now, as you say, it's a bouncy castle with a clown, with a set of performing acrobats or something. Like, there's an interesting thing in this. Parents feel like they're under pressure, and indeed there's a concept maybe out there that this is the most stressful time to be a parent. But is it the case that maybe we have enough headspace for a certain amount of stress, and it fills whatever gaps are there? And what I mean by this is, in our granny's time, Coleman, they had 10 kids and they lived in two up, two downs, and there was childhood mortalities that were off the charts and all of those types of things. That was clearly stressful too. They didn't have a washing machine. So I've no doubt that generation felt very stressed. This generation does too, without any of that stuff. Do we just always feel stressed, or always find something to stress about?
I think so. I mean, I think parenting is difficult no matter what age you're doing it. But I think what we're probably doing now is we're overcomplicating things. Like, say, for example, you know, if I grew up in the 70s and 80s, so loads of families around me had 7 and 8 children.
Yeah.
I have 3. Like, the logistics of me managing a Wednesday night with my 3 going to 3 activities is hugely stressful. I think, how did they do it? Well, they didn't go to millions of activities.
We went
night.
Out and played on the road. We didn't even go to a park. Like, what I did. We played on our road.
Yeah, and again, it's, why do I bring my children to all these activities? Well, I think because every other child is going to all these things. And I genuinely think parents are not doing it to outdo other parents, but it may be coming from a fear of being outdone. Do you know, well, if you're not going to all these things,
you lose out. It's the classic keeping up with the Joneses. It's always existed in different forms, but now parenting is part of it.
Yeah, and I think it's becoming maybe a bigger part of it as well, because, like, we all want our children to do well. But who decides what doing well is? Do you know what I mean? From the point of view, and for me, that's almost the bar that's rising. And look, we talk a lot about children's anxiety and that being a real issue. You know, the society pressure that goes on parents, and in turn, that pressure that parents place on their children. Like, for example, like, if I'm looking at Ciara Kelly's 9-year-old who's just won a black belt in judo, and then I'm looking at my 9-year-old and saying, you still use Velcro shoes. Like, why aren't you like Ciara Kelly's son? And that pressure.
Just to be clear, you'd have had no problems there, now, to be honest, because my wonderful, wonderful children didn't tend to be doing those things like winning the black belts in judo. So,
you know what I mean? It's almost that pressure seeping through that creates a pressure on us, you know, and that wouldn't have been there before, I don't think. Do you know?
No, look, it's a really interesting topic, and I suspect many people will relate to it. Thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is child psychotherapist Coleman Nocter. Really good text has come in. It says, I have a couple of friends who are total bores about their kids. They're always talking about how amazing they're doing. I far prefer it when my friends give out about their kids. I kind of agree with that one myself. It means there's less pressure involved. But let us know out there this morning what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.